Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, I hope you're having a good day. I hope you're staying safe out there wherever you happen to be. I am live from Hillsville, Virginia, which is just over the line between North Carolina and Virginia, kind of north of Winston-Salem, Mount Airy, Pilot Mountain, that area, up here for our annual little weekend getaway with eight or nine guys. And this is around our 10th year, I think, doing this. And we come up here, we get in the Word together and just hang out and have a few days away from life back here in the normal everyday busyness. And so we just got up here a little while ago. Beautiful area. The roads were fine. Side roads are terrible because we don't do snow real well in North Carolina. But up here, it's just spectacular. If you want to check it out, I'll show you some views here in a little bit on Facebook Live when we hit the commercial break. But I wanted to take the opportunity today to dive into a subject. I haven't talked about this one in a while. And given everything going on with our president recently and his language, the fact that the president used profanity is nothing new. Every president has for as long as I know, and you can go back and easily find that. Just look up, you know, presidents and profanity or foul-mouthed presidents on the internet. Google will be happy to fill your ears with their profanity-laced tirades over the years. So that's not the issue. But, you know, I think the issue is, you know, obviously, number one, did he actually say that? And the bigger issue is, should the president of the United States be referring to any countries the way that he did? But setting that all aside, I do not want to talk about Donald Trump's language today. I want to talk about yours, and I want to talk about mine. I haven't talked about Christians and cussing and Christians and profanity, but ask that question on Facebook today, and it's still lighting up. People going back and forth on the comments on Facebook, and for some of us, it's an issue. For some of us, it isn't much of an issue. And you can certainly see that on Facebook when I just asked, is it ever okay for a Christian to cuss, for a Christian to use profanity? So I'm going to open the phone lines immediately. I could share with you for the rest of the hour my opinions on this particular one, and we could look at Scripture, especially in Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 4, really all over the book of Ephesians in terms of our language and coarse language and joking. And do not let any impure words come out of your mouth, but only what is good for building others up according to their needs. Ephesians 4:29, I think. But I want to hear from you. What do you think? How do you deal with cussing, profanity as a Christian? And if you want to call in and kind of expose yourself, so to speak, on this particular issue, that's fine. I'll share with you my own. Sometimes I struggle with it. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I use profanity and I don't feel bad. And sometimes I use it and I do feel bad. And I'm sorry if that disappoints you. But this is something I think this isn't the biggest hill to die. I'm not going to die on this hill today. And I hope you don't either. But it is one of those things as we try to move towards through sanctification and towards holiness. What do we take seriously? I mean, what do we feel convicted about? And what about our public witness? And what about the way we come across to other people? Does it harm your witness if you hear a Christian cussing, slipping some profanity in there, here and there? Do you somehow think less of them? Do you have an easy time kind of judging them, I guess, putting in a sinful way? They go, well, they're a terrible Christian because they cuss, they use some profanity. What do you think about this particular issue? How do you deal with it yourself? And where do you go scripturally? Or is it just not much of an issue to you at all? I would love to hear from you today. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-34-TRUTH. That's sometimes the easier way to do it. So hoping you'll call in and share and not, you know, let's not share in a way that we test the bounds of public radio. I think you know what I mean. So that shouldn't be an issue. We can discuss pseudo swear words and when people say something like crap or pseudo taking the Lord's name in vain, you know, instead of saying God, you say gosh, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm talking about profanity. I think the things that all of us would agree is profanity, but does that have any place in a Christian's life, or is it just no big deal? Is it different for each one of us? And you live it out based on your conviction on the issue, and I live it out based on mine, and we shouldn't really be judging one another on this. 866-34-TRUTH is the number here on Call to Action Radio. This is Steve Noble. Great to be with you. 866-34-TRUTH or 866-348-7884. People chiming in, of course, already on Facebook, and I've had a lot of different commentary there today. I put it on my personal page on Facebook, the question. I put it on, of course, the Call to Action Radio page. So if you want to join us that way, or Facebook Live, it's facebook.com/C2A Radio, facebook.com/C2A Radio. But really want you to call in and share your opinion on Christians and cussing. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I'm going to jump to our first caller here. Joel's calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina. Joel, thanks for calling. You're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Hi, Steve. Yeah. Just got in the car, heard your question, and sort of struck a note with me for a particular reason for this month. You still there?
Yeah, the floor is all yours.
Well, I work for a major airline as a crew member, and I can see ahead. I can see a month ahead the person that I fly with or the crews that I will be flying with coming up. And there's one in particular that he always proclaims his Christian faith, but in his normal conversation, not out of anger, but just in everyday conversation, his conversations are peppered with profanity. And it never used to bother me, but ever since I gave my life to Christ, it does. It just almost, I could refer to it as ice picks in my ear when I hear it, especially when I hear it from someone who proclaims their Christian faith.
And what do you think it is about the? Obviously, that's a contradiction. It seems hypocritical, conduct unbecoming. From your Christian perspective, how do you kind of explain? Why do you think it bugs you so much?
Probably, first of all, you said, like, where do I go in the Bible? And the first scripture that popped into my mind when you said that a moment ago was the rudder of a ship, you know, and the tongue being such a small thing, but how it affects our whole body. And so that's one reason it affects me, because I know that it's scripturally incorrect. And the other reason is because this person is, I'm never just alone with them. I'm always in a group. And when there may be a lost person in that group and hears this particular individual express his Christianity and then irregularly using profanity, I think it ruins his testimony and possibly mine. Profess my own Christianity.
Yep, got it. Joel, those are some great points. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing that today. I really appreciate it. If you want to follow that up, what do you think? Do you agree with Joel? Do you disagree? Does it ruin your public witness if people know you're a Christian and then you swear? 866-34-TRUTH.
All my life I've been searching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close. Closer to the prize at the end of the rope.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you today. Talking about Christians and cussing. I'm not talking about Donald Trump today or that recent episode. That just was kind of the impetus deciding to talk about this today. I want to take your calls. How do you deal with it? Where's profanity's place in your life? Is it something you struggle with? Is it something that it's not that big a deal? You don't think we're wasting time talking about it? Maybe. Does it really bug you? Does it ruin a person's witness if they use some profanity? What about if you're in a situation with a bunch of unbelievers and they happen to be a kind of a tough crowd? Maybe it's a biker kind of crowd, something like that. And you play all prissy and prudish and you never say anything wrong and you don't let any kind of coarse words come out of your mouth. Is that going to put some distance in between you and the people perhaps you're trying to reach? That's where we're going today on the show. So I want you to call in and share your thoughts on Christians and cussing. What if a pastor does it? You know, Mark Driscoll used to be known for that. He'd occasionally drop a profanity into a sermon. He's up there in grunge land. He used to be up there in grunge land, up there in Seattle. And that church exploded. And he was reaching people that perhaps a lot of us couldn't reach because maybe we, I don't know, we're watching our language too much and just couldn't relate. And you're such a foreign entity in that environment. In the military, unbelievable coarse language. If you're a Christian and you're going to maintain your witness in the military, does that mean you need to swear? So what do you think about all this? Christians in cussing, 866-348-7884. Would love to hear from you today. Got all kinds of comments going on Facebook, so I'll incorporate those. But I really want you to call in and share. Does it bug you? Does it not? And why? And this, I don't believe this is a hill to die on, so I'm not going to get in some major argument with anybody over this. But I do think it's worthy conversation. I don't think we have enough Christian conversation just in general mulling over the ordinary issues of our lives. But I think this is worth it, especially given everybody that's talking about it lately because of what happened with Donald Trump, or maybe didn't happen. 866-348-7884. Please give a call and join the show today. Would love to hear your opinions on this. 866-34-TRUTH. I'm going to jump over to Tony, who's calling in from also from Greensboro, North Carolina. Tony, thanks for waiting on hold. Thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
Yes, I was just elaborating on what you were saying about, yeah, it kind of affects the credibility, but in Romans 8 says there's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. And then God says that is no good thing that dwells in the flesh. So, I mean, you got people that don't understand the word, you know what I'm saying, but if they see you cussing, you know they're going to be quick to judge and say, you know, first thing probably come out their mouth, you're not a Christian because you said, you know, that, but they don't know Romans 8. So I'm saying, I guess it caused controversy.
Yeah, and do you, I mean, for your own sake, from your own perspective as a follower of Christ, Tony, when you hear it, I mean, it sounds like, it kind of bugs you. Does it matter if the person's not a believer? How do you handle that versus if you hear of somebody that you know is a Christian and they swear?
Yeah, it matters, and it depends on backgrounds be different, man. Some people be brought up in a world of cussing, and that's all they've been hearing from the age of two, and it might not, you know, and then some, you know, be brought up on the morals and principles, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's the flesh, you know what I'm saying? The you know, Satan can only tempt you with what you've tasted before, you know, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I think those are great points, and I think context does matter, and certainly considering somebody's background is also a big part of it. Tony, thanks so much for calling in today and sharing. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, man, you're welcome. Have a good afternoon. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Do you have a problem? Yourself, we'll just kind of talk about ourselves and then others. How do you handle cussing in your own life, profanity in your own life? And listen, I said it earlier, I'll say it again. There are times... when I'll use profanity. And sometimes I feel a lot of conviction about it, and sometimes I don't feel any. And I'm just being completely transparent with you right now. And my wife and I don't see eye to eye on this. But I try to minimize it around her. But she knows if I use profanity around my wife, around Gina, she knows I'm either really mad or I'm really frustrated. And then she doesn't die on that hill. It bugs her, but she loves me well, and she knows me well enough that she's going to start to kind of, okay, what's going on? Let's not engage the foul language right there. Let's talk about what's behind the foul language, what's going on in the heart. Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so that's where I think you need to deal with it. But in general, should we avoid it, period? I mean, it's just conduct unbecoming. What do you think? How do you deal with it yourself? And then what do you think when it's other Christians doing it? And I think we can all agree if it's a non-believer, and I'm a non-believer, I'm not a Christian, then I don't really hold any standards over their heads, like none. As soon as you're a Christian and you make a profession of faith or you're with me in church, okay, now we got a different set of standards for us, and that's called God's word. So just curious how you handle this whole issue of profanity in a Christian's life. Does it have any room? Is it something we should even be talking about? Is it different rules for different people based on your conviction? Or is it one standard thing across all of our lives, and none of us should ever use profanity? And every time you do, it's a sin. So what do you think of taking a stance like that? 866-348-7884 is the number, 866-34-TRUTH. Maybe if I start swearing, every once in a while people, you know, it's a snow day for a lot of people, and people are kind of like, sometimes the phones ring like crazy and sometimes they don't. But thank goodness for, thank you, Lord, for Facebook, mostly, because there's all kinds of stuff going on there. And here's one, John Stanley on Facebook. Words are words until you use them for harm. Just as Paul says, he can do all things through Christ. He can eat with the Gentiles and use words like rubbish. In this case, the word that was translated to the word rubbish because he actually used a cuss word. Also talking about, a woman's menstrual cloth. That's actually in the Old Testament. So, yes, a Christian can cuss like a sailor and even be angry, but it's when you do not use the words of love and for God's glory. At the same time, It is wrong to cuss in front of others that don't like it and make them struggle with worldliness, just like it's okay to drink alcohol but not to get drunk, and depending on it, and not in front of a drunkard because you're tempting them. So don't cause somebody to stumble. So cussing is okay, but if someone doesn't respect it, you should respect that too. So there's that. And I think it's important for all of us. And by the way, if you want to call in and talk about cussing in the life of a Christian, is there some room? Is there no room? Is it just flat out a sin? Is it different for different people based on your maturity and your level of conviction? How do you come down on profanity in the life of a Christian? 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Unfortunately, on Facebook today, you've seen a lot of people go ballistic, I mean, on each other. And that's always sad when you see that. That happens. And I'm glad we're conversing. I'm glad it happens on Facebook. Sometimes we ruin our witness on Facebook without even uttering a profanity. We do it just by being ugly with one another. And you can see that. That happens all the time, unfortunately. But I think it's worthy of a conversation. And you certainly see that. This is Kathy on Facebook. Since I am told that there is power in words, and I totally believe this, I've always believed this, I need to be careful and cognizant, yet I am a work in progress, will likely always be. And so that's kind of that moderate position that, hey, you know, none of us is perfect, and if you don't say it, you're probably thinking it, and we run into that. But how do you deal with cussing in your life, and what do you think about cussing in the life of other Christians? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I'm going to see if I can pick up William here, who's calling in from Durham. Hey, William, I'm going to be with you in just a second. Can you hold a couple minutes, pal?
I certainly can.
All right, awesome. Thanks so much for calling in. I'm going to get right back to you, William. Then I'm going to talk to Donna, who's also calling in, and I'd love to hear from you guys as well. Is there any room in a Christian's life for cussing at all? Is it just plain old a sin, a violation of all kinds of verses, especially in the book of Ephesians? 866-34-TRUTH. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Well, if Jesus is Lord, do you think your Lord and Savior wants you cussing up a storm? You know, the seven words you can't use on TV, which is ridiculous anymore. But, hey, listen to this right from God's Word, Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as dearly loved children and walk in love as the Messiah also loved us and gave himself for us, a sacrificial and fragrant offering to God. But sexual immorality and any impurity or greed should not even be heard among you, as is proper for saints. Coarse and foolish talking or crude joking are not suitable, but rather giving thanks. For know and recognize this, every sexually immoral or impure or greedy person who is an idolater does not have an inheritance in the kingdom of the Messiah of God. Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 5. So it sounds there like coarse talk, crude talk, crude jokes has no place in a believer's life. Yet I told you a few minutes ago, sometimes that's exactly what I do. And sometimes I feel convicted by it, and sometimes I don't. And maybe that's just me not pursuing holiness as seriously as I should. That's more likely the issue. But what do you think? Is it any swear word? You're in sin. You need to confess and repent of that and try to get to the point where you never, ever swear. I don't care how hard the hammer came down on your thumb or how bad the driver is in front of you that just cut you off. That do we strive for that? You know, for me, I think that I'm okay with that. I think we should strive for that. And it's certainly not a hill to die on, and I don't want to act like it is. 866-34-TRUTH is the number, 866-34-TRUTH. I'm going to go back to William. Sorry I had to put you on hold there, buddy, hit the commercial break. But thanks for calling, and thanks for waiting. William, go right ahead.
Hey, thank you. I guess I was going to just piggyback on what you were saying earlier. As for unbelievers, you're correct. There is no standard. That's kind of what we expect from them. And if they do know we are Christians, they are watching our walk, and they listen to things we say. And I think if it's continuously out of our mouth, that really destroys our witness. But like you were alluding to earlier, maybe in a really, really extreme fit of rage or maybe some extreme fit of frustration, it may slip out. But I think as a Christian, we should recognize that and repent of it, because that shows us that we are striving for holiness. We can't just expect those things to happen and not repent of it, especially from the verse you just read. And I think that shows us that we are striving. I mean, I remember I used to go to work a lot, and people knew I was a Christian, and they would say things, and it would, you know, slip out, and they would immediately, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, I mean to say that in front of you.
Right, and not to
say that I'm anything, but it's just to the point that God has shown me where I am, shown me where I stand, and you need to keep that, because they're looking at you, even if they recognize that they're cussing and they're apologizing for it, but doing it in front of you. I think that speaks volumes. And when you alluded to something earlier about, you know, being in front of, you know, about your unbelievers and the bikers and stuff, I think even when you stand your ground, showing who you are, they respect that more.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, and I think that's the distinctiveness that I think we're agreeing on, and I think you're making great points, William. And again, isn't it interesting that when people know you're a Christian and they're not like serious Christian Bible thumpers like us, and they use that kind of language, oftentimes people like that will say, "Oh, hey, William, man, I'm so sorry," because their assumption is that bad language is offensive to you as a Christian, and I think that their assumption is probably really ultimately right on the money.
That's correct. Thank you. I believe so.
Yeah. Amen. Thanks for calling in, William. I appreciate it. Let's jump over to Donna, who's calling in from Yadkinville. Donna in North Carolina. Donna, thanks for calling today. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to share something that happened many years ago when I fully surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. I was considered myself a Christian, but I definitely wasn't walking like one. But the first thing that someone noticed where I was working was that my language had changed and that they didn't hear me cussing anymore. And I thought that you know, that stood out as a witness, actually, to what it had, that the change it had made. And I've not really ever struggled with that since. I mean, I can't tell you there have been things going through my head, and I'm talking several years. And the only time I've ever blurted anything out was probably in private, and there was strict conviction on my heart that I was yielding to my flesh, that it was carnally minded, and even giving place to the devil. So I think that we all need to just examine our hearts, where we're at when we're doing something like that, and let the Spirit of God deal with us individually about it. Because I know it troubles me when I hear another person that claims to be a Christian, not just one slip, but when they are constantly cursing. I think that we should be a witness to that. We don't have to say anything. I found that I haven't had to open my mouth, but just be quiet. And like some others have said, if someone says something in front of you, a lot of times they'll just turn around and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I know, you know, you don't talk that way." And
right.
There is a lot of respect that's given to people, I believe. You know, I'm not going to call somebody saved or lost because they do that. I think it's just the condition of our heart that we just need to take a good hard look at why, you know, why we're doing that. Like you said, your wife.
That's a great point. And I think, and Donna, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling in today. And I think Donna brings up a great point, the issue of the heart. And listen, I'm up here in the mountains in Virginia, up here for a weekend with some of my closest guy friends, and we spend a weekend up here, and we've got several sessions. We dig into the Word and talk about these things. But we were talking about, hey, you know, you can have some people Christians that never swear, and yet their hearts are far from God. That they're way off the mark in other areas, but their language is clean. But that's just like what Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and the scribes about. Hey, you guys, you know, you're clean on the outside. You look like whitewashed tombs. You're clean on the outside, but you're full of dead bones on the inside. Or you guys clean the outside of the cup. It's not what goes into the mouth. It's what comes out of the mouth that defiles a man. And sit there and go, I don't think it's nothing. But I am curious if some of you out there think that profanity is absolutely not an issue at all. I have a hard time coming to that conclusion with respect to what the Word has to say. Let's go to Jerome, who's calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina. Jerome, thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve, how are you doing?
Good, man. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I guess my comment is more of a testimony. When I first became a Christian, and I was taught and I also read about how no man can tame the tongue, the implication was the Spirit of God in you is the only one that can tame your tongue. So I don't have any problems with swearing or cussing. The almost 40 years I've been a Christian, it's come to my mind a few times when I've gotten angry, but I just kind of laugh because it's almost as if Satan don't come with that trick, you know.
Yep.
But I guess because I really believe that the Spirit of God can tame my tongue, cussing doesn't come to my mind. I don't care how angry I get. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, and how long have you been walking with the Lord, Jerome?
About 40 years.
And how old are you, do you mind me asking? Well, I just asked anyway.
67.
67, yeah, and I think that's a trajectory, Jerome, and I'd love to be where you are one day, and then it doesn't even come through my head, and I think we can get there. I think when you walk with the Lord long enough and the self-control, which is a fruit of the Spirit, is there, and I think as our hearts really, really point themselves and lean on Jesus Christ more and more and more, I think that garbage that can come out of our hearts just starts to go away. I mean, that's part of the sanctification process, I think.
Right.
Yeah, amen. Jerome, thanks so much for calling in today. I really appreciate it. If you want to call in and follow up on any of these comments, listen, I told you, I occasionally use profanity. Sometimes I feel bad about it, and I'm like, oh, man. And please forgive me, Father, I'm potty mouth again. And then other times I'll just blow right through it and just say it and keep going. Sometimes I will tell you this. Sometimes I will use it in order to make a point to disrupt a conversation when maybe somebody's not taking me seriously or they're not understanding the depths of my reaction to something. And I know that this person probably doesn't expect me to use a swear word. Maybe it's the S word or something. And I'll do it on purpose at that moment because all of a sudden they're going to be like, whoa, where'd that come from? And I want them to ask that question. But maybe in my depravity, I'm baptizing just yet another one of my sins. If you want to call in and chime in on any of these things, I'd love to hear from you. 866-348-7884. I've had some great callers today. I appreciate that. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Taj calling in from Charlotte. You're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
All right, Steve. How you doing today, first of all?
Good, man. How are you? You've called in before, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I thought so.
And if I was doing any better, I'd have to take so, Steve.
All right. That's awesome.
I'm reminded of Proverbs, it's the scripture in Proverbs where he said, put away from you corrupt communication, so let it not proceed out of your mouth. So I would say it's not good. However, although we're in this world, we're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. So a lot of times we want to please the Heavenly Father, but it's just hard to keep that line of pleasing Him versus pleasing people because we're so much in contact with people. That it's hard not to, with me, I'm an entertainer, so I feel like if a cuss word could possibly get a laugh out of somebody or make somebody day better, sometimes I feel like it's okay, sort of like you do, or to make my point across, but I think, I'm pretty sure God frowns on it, for sure.
Yeah, I think ultimately I'd agree with you there. Taj, thanks so much for calling in today, man. It's great to hear from you. God bless you. If you want to chime in too, 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH. This is Steve Noble on Call to Action. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. Talking about cussing Christians today. Is there any place in a Christian's life for profanity, bad language? Every once in a while, I am, in fact, and I know this, seriously, this might disappoint some of you. If you want to email me, just go to the web. My email address is easy, by the way, steve@c2atoday.com. If you ever want to just shoot me an email and discuss really pretty much anything. I'm not Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh. I live a pretty normal life for the most part. And when people reach out to me, when I have time and I'm not slammed, I have a busy life, but if you want to email me, just ask me a question, engage a conversation. I'd love that. I mean, that's one of the greatest things about this radio show and this platform is just engaging my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Some of you, some people I engage with aren't walking with the Lord at all. And some people are hostile. I appreciate all of that. I love conversation. I love that interaction. So if you ever want to show me, just want to go down any road with me, just email me, steve@c2atoday.com, and we'll engage one another. It'd be great. I've seen all kinds of wonderful, beautiful things happen just in conversation and emails and stuff. So I love that. Don't ever be afraid to do that or think like I won't care, because you're wrong. I do care and I will care. So steve@c2atoday.com, that's the website, c2atoday.com, which is the letter C, the number 2, the letter A, today.com. That's one of the reasons in the next couple of months I'm just going to rename the show. It's just going to be the Steve Noble Show, because I'll get a nice, easy website address and, you know, steve@stevenobleshow.com, stuff like that. It'll just be easier. But anyway, wanted to kind of finish up my conversation on this. And the scriptures are, you know, there's loads of them. Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as good for building up, as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Ephesians 5:4, let there be no filthiness or foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. Colossians 3, but now you must put them away, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. I think obscene talk, you could say sexual nature, not necessarily profanity, but obscene talk, but I think it certainly would include profanity. Exodus 27, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. So if you're a Christian, you're representing him, what comes out of your mouth, that's a problem. That's ambassador kind of opportunities there. Proverbs 4, put away from you crooked speech and put devious talk far from you. Psalm 34, what man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Matthew 15, it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth just defiles a person, Jesus was saying. I mentioned that one earlier. And this is a really scary one. I teach on this one. Matthew 12:36. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. Now, a careless word doesn't have to be profanity. Like I said earlier, have you ever said, wherever you're at listening to me right now, driving a car, whatever, have you ever said to somebody, after saying something that was rude or hurtful or nasty, and you said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, please forgive me, I didn't mean to say that. Raise your hand if you've ever said that. Okay, that's all of us. The reality is, yes, you did. Yes, I did. Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's why this passage from Matthew is so scary. On the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. Now, if you're born again Christian, I don't have to worry about that. But I would be condemned by that otherwise. But there's obviously God has a lot to say about language and what comes out of our mouth. This is a topic that I think we engage and talk about like we are today. But this isn't a hill I'm going to die on. And I'm not going to hammer you for it. I might have a conversation. You might call me out on it. And I think that's fine. I think that's healthy. As long as we do it with love and with compassion, with patience with one another, I think we can go down these roads together. And if you know a Christian that cusses all the time and you feel compunction to talk to them, I think that's good. Make sure you bathe it in love and compassion. But with an unbeliever, just like talking to an unbeliever who takes the Lord's name in vain and says JC and GD all the time. I'm not going there with them. That's a waste of time. Let me jump in a couple more calls here before we run out of time. I'm going to go to Phil, who's calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina. Phil, thanks for calling in today. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I've been a Christian a little bit more than half my life now.
Amen.
Before my conversion, I cussed pretty frequently. Since then, I don't. You know, I'll sprinkle in a light profanity every now and then, but nothing really profane. But the interesting thing is that when I'm by myself, I cuss frequently. And, you know, when I'm mad, when I do something stupid, or I'm dissatisfied with something, and, you know, God hears me, and that should be even more reason why I shouldn't do that, but I feel a difference there.
Yeah, and I think that's a really interesting point, Phil, and you may have heard me say that earlier. You know, I will almost never cuss in front of an unbeliever. I will occasionally cuss in front of a fellow believer. When I'm by myself, I'll cuss frequently. And that's so upside down, because I'm worried more about man than I am about God.
Yeah.
I'm worried more about what this unbeliever is going to think. I'm trying to give them a good impression, like I've got some clean, holy life, which is getting more holy, praise God, or a Christian who I'm worried about what they're going to think of me. But all the while, the last one, the one I swear the most in front of, is God himself.
Think about the Psalms. There are so many of them where the psalmist is calling down all these curses on their enemies.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
God knows their heart.
No, that's exactly right. Phil, that's a great call, great point. Thanks for calling in.
Sure thing.
All right, we'll talk to you again. Let's jump over to Wayne, who's calling in from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Wayne, I'm just north of you, up here past Pilot Mountain. So thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in today. Go right ahead.
Great. Thank you. The previous caller is leading into my question. I just have a quick one. I'm going to ask it and hang up and listen to your answer. I wonder what the media would say if Donald Trump said about one of his enemies I hope his life is cut short, his children are made fatherless, his wife a widow. I hope his children will have to beg in the street, creditors will seize all he has. I hope strangers will seize everything he earns, and no one will help them, him, or pity his fatherless children.
And that sounds like David to me.
I pray to God that he will do this to him. And I'm quoting that, as you probably know, from Psalm 109, spoken by David.
Spoken by David. Yeah,
so
isn't that amazing?
I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer.
Yeah, great. Well, Wayne, thanks for calling in with that. That's a great one. You go, all right, how do you deal with that? And that's not the only psalm where David is calling down all holy fire on his enemies. The one thing I love, Wayne, and everybody else, the one thing I love about the scripture is that it's not sanitized. And what scripture records, it doesn't necessarily endorse. Scripture records polygamy throughout the Old Testament. God doesn't endorse polygamy, but he records it, and then he uses it, and he shows. And in this case, I love the fact that the Psalms are raw like that, that David's calling down all kinds of calamity on his enemies, and he's just pouring his heart, which is, by the way, a part of effective prayer and talking to our Heavenly Father is just, he knows what's there, just having an honest conversation with him. And there's David calling. Now, vengeance belongs to whom? It belongs to the Lord, right? Vengeance is the Lord's. We don't do that. And for David to call down, I mean, is David somehow justified in calling down calamity on people? I think he certainly has the freedom to call down calamity on people. And this is interesting, Wayne. I'm going to go spend some time and study this myself because I haven't really gone down this road. And the next time I'm with Danny Aiken when we do a Theology Thursday with Danny, which is they're all snowed in, which is why we're not doing Theology Thursday today. I'll ask him that one too, and say, "Hey, what do you think God thought of David calling down all kinds of calamity? If vengeance is the Lord's, it's not David's." Now remember, David. I love the Psalms because there's David struggling with all this stuff, and sometimes I'm like, "Shut up, you whiner! What are you, schizophrenic? He's all over the map." And I'm sitting there going, "Well, who isn't? I am." One day I'm full of the Spirit and just feeling the Lord's presence and just confident in the future. And regardless of what's coming, I can count on all joy when I'm suffering trials. And the next day I'm, woe is me. This is a joke. Are you even there? Oh, my goodness. Just all over the place. And to see David, a man after God's own heart, even after he's done the terrible things he did. I love the rawness of the Psalms. But what do you think God thought of David calling down calamity on people? Because that's not David's call. And there wasn't once but twice David could have whacked Saul, and he didn't. He submitted himself to God's sovereignty and God's authority and left him alone. And then he reminded Saul of that. But that's a very interesting, and what would we say if it's easy to say Donald Trump's not David. But, you know, I think that's a trite way of coming at it. I think, Wayne, and I appreciate your call, I think that's a great question, a great conversation. It's something I'm going to study myself and just go, okay, how do you deal with that, calling down calamity. Now, I will pray, Lord, let their intrigues be their downfall. I've prayed against people before, against movements before, against political ideology. I've prayed against that. I used to drive, when I first was syndicated about 2 years ago, I used to drive right by a Planned Parenthood clinic. And I'll tell you exactly how I prayed. I'd say, Lord, first of all, I just pray for the people that work there, that they would see the heinousness of what they're doing, that they would see the blood, literally, on their hands, that they would fall under terrible conviction and would cry out to you in repentance and confession and be saved. I pray for the people that are headed to this place today or tomorrow, that they will see the heinousness of what they're considering, that the men will step up, that the women will sober up and will choose not to hire somebody to murder their babies. I pray for them, Lord. And then, Lord, here's another thing I pray. That you'll clear this building and burn it to the ground. Clear the building and burn it to the ground and show this community what you think of this Planned Parenthood clinic. Now, one day, God's wrath will not be held back. Right now, it's being stored up, and that should scare all of us, especially if you're an unbeliever. His wrath is there. Every single offense will be accounted for. Either by Jesus already on the cross, in the grave, and in his resurrection, or you'll pay that bill yourself forever and ever in hell. But that frank talk from David, I appreciate it. And Wayne, that's a great question. I'm going to look into that myself. I'm curious on that one. calling down that kind of stuff on everybody else. But that's the deal. We need to look in the mirror and deal with our own junk a whole lot more than we deal with other people's junk. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.